Hi, welcome, BBS. We're just waiting for Wynn to join us in a minute or so. So welcome to the call, everyone.
Thank you.
Oh, no, dead air.
Yes. Oh, well. No, it's not dead air. We're all holding that energy, and we're feeling it.
Right.
Hi. Hi, good evening. Welcome to the call.
Good evening. This is Jay.
Oh, hi, Jay. How are you?
Hi. Excellent day.
Hi, welcome to the call. Do you want to say your name and city, please?
Yes, Brenda.
Hi. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And did someone else join us? Do you want to say your name and city, please?
Hi, this is Terry from Sedona.
Hello, Terry.
Hey. Are you new?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, Terry.
Welcome. And did someone else join us? Do you want to say your name?
Carla in Okotoks, Alberta.
Hi, welcome. Oh,
hi.
Another Canadian. At least there's two Canadians now. Great.
Hey. Doesn't want
you
to
doing,
call
Carla?
In anymore. Doesn't
pretty
want
good,
to
Ron,
call in
you?
Anymore.
Hmm.
Doesn't
I don't
want
know.
To.
Hi. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Do you want to say your name and city, please?
Yeah, Rick, Iowa City.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Hi. Okay.
Hi. Good.
Doesn't want to call in anymore?
I don't know. I didn't hear
Colleen,
Wanda.
She's Canadian. I thought you would know.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, that's... We need more Canadians on the line.
I thought Wanda was Northern California.
No, she's Saskatchewan.
Okay, am I thinking of a different Wanda?
Hi, good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi, it's Donna from Ventura.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the
Hi.
Call. Hi.
Hello, Donna.
Hello.
Well, Terry, do you know where Wynn is tonight? Hello, Terry.
Terry, are you muted? Terry, are you muted?
I think she's muted.
Either that or she's away from the phone.
Yeah.
I don't know how they keep up that schedule of doing these calls three times a week.
Woo! Yes, but thankfully they do. Thankfully for us. Good evening.
Hello.
Welcome to the call. Do you want to say your name and city? Or remain in the background?
If you want to.
Only if you want to.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the call. If you'd like to say your name and city, do so.
Hello, this is Bonnie in Southern California.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi,
Bonnie.
Everyone.
We're just waiting for Wynn, and Terry's got herself muted right now. But we're just waiting to start. Bonnie, was it you that had a birthday a couple of days ago? Was it your birthday a couple of days ago, Bonnie?
No, my birthday's in July.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard. Maybe it was another Bonnie.
I think there is another Bonnie that comes in the calls.
Happy half birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Do you want to say your name and city?
Yes, my name is Carolyn, and I'm calling from Chico, California.
Hi, Carolyn from Chico. How are you? Thanks for being here. We're just waiting to start. We're waiting to see where part when... Oh, there we go. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Did you want
hi
to
there.
Say your name and city? Oh, hi, Wynn. There you are.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Is BBS on the line?
Yes, they are.
Is Terry on the line?
She was, but I think she's muted right now.
Yeah, I'm here. I just unmuted.
Good.
Hello?
Boy, am I impressed. You notice how fast she unmuted? Oh, my God.
That was lightning speed, Terry. Yeah.
I know it.
Excuse me, Wynn, this is Carolyn, and I was going to get, I haven't received the phone number for Dr. Friedman yet.
Oh, yeah. Did you get my email, by the way?
No, I didn't. Just the one for tonight.
Are you Carolyn Friedman?
Yes, I am.
I sent an email to you. All right. Would you send me an email, please?
Sure. Okay.
Just respond to the email that came in tonight, and I'll get it, okay?
I will.
Make sure I have your right email, okay?
Okay, sure. Please. Thank you.
All right, let me see here. Got everybody so quiet, huh?
Yeah,
we've been waiting on you.
We've had loads of conversations, yes, about all kinds of things.
We had a half birthday.
who has a birthday this week?
Half birthday.
Okay, I had a birthday, and Edna had a birthday on the same day, the 20th.
I have a birthday tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Now, is that Raiden?
Yes. Hi, Wynn. Good evening.
Okay. I am so glad to hear you were born, because I was wondering about that.
Oh, no.
There is proof of it. I came out of an egg. They brought me ashore out of an egg.
Reptilians are like that, you know.
Okay, somebody's reading.
Hey, could I get the number for the Terry Friedman call too? This is Robert, North Carolina.
Could you get the number for it?
Yeah, could I get the number for the Terry Friedman call?
You could, but I don't know what it is yet.
Oh,
okay.
For tomorrow night. Okay.
Could you?
Sorry.
I don't know if you guys figured this out, but I hate commitments.
That's a commitment right there.
Yeah, you've committed to that. That's right.
Well, you know, I mean, I make commitments, but if I make them at the last minute, it's not as painful, okay? And also, I have to make sure that Terry, we're going to go down there tomorrow, okay? And I wanted to make sure Terry was up for it. Well, we're going to do it. He'll be up for it. But I just, you know, some days he says, I don't know if I'm going to be up for it, you know. So
all right. Well, that's...
we will be there for sure. And I don't know what it is yet. We'll make
when
it up
did you want to start
go.
The recording?
Do I want to start? No, that's another commitment. Don't you realize that?
This conference is being recorded.
Thank
all right,
you.
This is December 23rd, 2015, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Colleen in Vancouver. Vancouver, is it?
No.
Colleen?
Yes. Yep.
You're near Vancouver, right?
I'm near Vancouver. Near enough. Yeah, near enough.
That's close enough. And all of us everywhere. And we were just having a conversation about commitments. You know, for the longest time, Terry and I had this experience that we would show up, but it didn't really happen, okay? We weren't really there. And when it was over, it was like, we weren't really there. We're not really doing this, are we? We can't, this can't be real. And, I mean, it's surreal, right? I mean, really, what we're actually doing has a surrealness to it that, okay, I'll mute you all. Let me see here. Anyone want to say anything before we mute you?
Love you.
Love you too.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Colleen, can you hear me? Hello? Yeah, it looks like I'm hearable.
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, I was muted, so.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Great. Okay, I got to turn this on. Okay, now we're on roster. Terry, let me see if I hear you. Can I hear you? Oh, I hear you.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
You're there.
Yeah.
All right. We have all these unusual people. Okay. Somebody muted them. Good. We're doing good. All right. Most of you already know, but this is not the call where we ask questions to the intelligence that's been speaking to us now for probably 12 years. And we've kind of gotten to be fairly good friends. And we have been learning lots and lots about who they are and how they function. And believe it or not, they're probably learning stuff about us because it's probably fairly rare that they get a chance, and I'm sure it's rare, they say it, that they have a chance to interface with this realm in such a close-up and personal way. And all of you are part of it. I don't know if you appreciate yourself, but we sure do, because, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears the sound, who cares? Did it really fall? So this is like we're doing this, and we're doing it as a group, and we feel, many of us have learned to feel the loving energies on this line. And so on that note, let me just see if there's any last-minute questions that came in. Just a moment. Let's see.
I got somehow put off the line, but I called back.
Okay, it's one of those days, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope I don't get off the line. Yeah. I just got, I think it's Hosu, J-O-S-U-E, is it Josu or Hosu? We got it. We must be Hosu because your last name is Hispanic, so we got it, okay? And good question, and we'll ask that tonight. Okay. Father, Mother, God. Oh, Terry, are you ready? Just checking. Hello, Terry.
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
Okay.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and every person on this line. And if you've been coming into the Sunday call and you had that experience of looking at the top of your house and the light coming down on it, just right now, tune into that experience and the energies and feel the blessing of the energy as it flows in from the higher realms. And right now, we invoke the group energy amongst all of us present, and we invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And tonight we have a session where we ask questions that you all have submitted. And just before we bring our sources in, and they're already in, they're here, but before we bring them in verbally, let's just surround the earth with love light, and let's move that energy into the depths of the earth, the center of the earth, and see if we can just make sure the earth feels a little more loved and appreciated. I think this is a hard time for planet Earth, and somebody asked a question about it. And so let's take our intention and love the Earth. And right now, let's turn it over to our sources and let them give their introduction for tonight's call.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. The one infinite creator is the one who operates according to the law of one and is with each and every one of you to such a degree that the one infinite creator is there with you at all times, even though one may not sense that. We also are here to assist where we can. And we take a moment and connect with each and every person directly who wish to be connected with. We radiate love. We are happy to be with you. Do you have questions?
Yeah, our first question is from Kay in Northern California. This planet and the people are a struggle for me. The things that seem to work for others, meditation, visualization, don't seem to work for me. I can do it, and I feel calmer, and then the next day, I can actually feel my brain scramble back and forth to reset the old patterning. And I feel so much, especially the pain of the people and Mother Earth. I'm so very tired, exhausted, really. I want to help, but I want to go home also. Any words of encouragement? Thank you for taking my question, Kay.
Thank you, Kay. You can be both places at the same time. And you can use the being home in the third density, the being home in the higher realm. You can at the same time be in the third density. You can, in being both places at the same time, bring in the love and the care and the nurturing from the higher realm into your space and can help modulate the difficulties within the third density. You and the third density are part of the social memory complex of the third density, and as such, in being in the frequencies of the third density, pick up the difficulties not only that you encounter, but the difficulties others encounter with through the space, and are there for everyone who is sensitive to pick up. We say that you are home at the same time that you are in the third density, and this can bring some relief from the difficulties one encounters in the third density. It is a difficult journey that one encounters and undertakes when they are moving through the third density. That is the start of an answer for you.
Thank you. You know, one of the good questions to ask yourself, all of us can ask ourselves this question, and that, let's just say you are really becoming aware that you are a part of the one infinite creator, of all that is, and you're in this realm, and everything seems foreign to you. Ask yourself, what would the master in you, what would the part of you that's the one infinite creator, what would it suggest you to do? Being that it's fairly rare for someone to be aware of that and still be functional in this realm. And so once you become aware of that, you have to play the old games in this realm in a different way. And how would you play them? What could you do to lift the vibration in your life? What could you do to reach out and touch someone? As you start acting as if that's true, it brings in the energy, and suddenly you start to reinvent yourself. That's one idea to add from my perspective to add to the answer. Okay.
Another thing might be to bring yourself some joy, give yourself some love. You are an important part of everything. And if you can bring love to yourself, a moment of joy, a moment of companionship, a moment of love, do not be hard on yourself in trying to match up to a goal that is difficult to achieve. But in your daily routine, bring yourself a little joy, so that you can, within the third density, experience love and comfort within yourself and the feeling of being a valued, wonderful being. This will help to bring home into your life.
Thank you. And that, yes, that is very important, that in some way, or way, shape, or form, you're still in a body, and to find things that you can enjoy in your body, okay? And let's see, next question here is from Jim in Medford, New Jersey. Can a soul incarnate on its own, a singular soul, or does it have to come in as part of a group? And I would add to that question, but it's been my experience that since most of us have a lot of lifetimes, and the different lifetimes have different groups that match what you did in that lifetime, and that when you come in, it seems as if when you start replicating the patterns of a particular given lifetime, you tend to attract the souls that are already here from that lifetime. And so there's a number of groups already present that, now maybe some people just repeated the same pattern with the same group soul over and over, and other people who have different dispensations in different lifetimes would meet the people of that particular lifetime when they moved into expressing that dispensation. Let me just ask that question first, and then I'll ask a second question.
Thank you. There are some individuals, extreme wanderers, who hear of or sense a realm that they have not explored, and they may just launch out into that realm as a singular soul. The majority of people, when they reincarnate, do then, as Wynn was saying, attract to them beings whom they have known before. Sometimes it is a contract before they come in that they will meet those people, and they will experience a continuation of a relationship, friendship, companionship that they had with that person before. But there are some extreme wanderers who venture into an area that they have not been before, and the soul group that they have been part of, those, although they are in some way connected with that soul group, the soul group is doing something in another setting.
Thank you. And the next question is, are the number of souls in a group set as a higher function? I'm not sure exactly what he means that. In other words, maybe he's saying, does everyone have a specific number in their soul group, or is it other than that? Thank you.
It is other than that. There is no set number. As someone who has been a widely known figure has a larger group of people that they may connect with, and someone can change it and make his family, his soul group, bigger as he expands out into the world.
Thank you. Okay, we have some questions for Jay in Sedona, and he's actually asking questions, I think they're really important for all of us because it has to do with money. And I am learning more and more that there's a, well, there's a tendency in this realm for money to be God, okay? People that have money get worshipped. People that have money get deferred to. We have some idea of money in our heads that it is bigger than life, that it's unattainable, that I guess whatever reason, we don't want to be a slave to get it, which sometimes is the only way that seems attainable. And so Jay is asking questions about the nature of money in this realm and how to change, I think ultimately changing, asking, how do we change our mental attitude and approach so we can see money and deal with money without putting it on such a pedestal and making it so unattainable. So his first question is, how do the Elohim see money?
Thank you. We see it as a function of our survival in the third density. We do not need money in our realm. We can work with individuals and vibrations and can sometimes enhance the ability of a person to have more confidence in his sharing ability and his ability to bring in money. But we see it as a junior function, something that is considered very important in the third density. However, when we look at it, we see below the basis of money, the give and the take and the benefits one can produce, which then will bring abundance, not just in the area of money, but it will bring friendship and the ability to survive not only through the having of money, but through the companionship and the assistance and help, coexistence and help, and the assistance one person can offer another, which is a stronger bond than simply money. When you have a lot of money, then it is a transaction based upon survival, and the individuals then might just rely on money, but when the money is gone, it is like dust in the wind, and all of the support, if one relies only on money and then it is gone, the support may disappear.
You know, in third density, we have a physical body. And obviously, the physical body has needs. The physical body needs food. The physical body needs shelter. Everything we do in a physical body needs something material around it. And money is designed as a manner of exchange, of exchanging. And so that the idea is different people have different talents, and they're all contributing their talents, so everyone can get what they need to both survive and even prosper, okay? Is there a better way of exchange? This is when asking this question. Is there a better way of exchange than money? Money now is all tied up with the Federal Reserve System and bankers and control systems. So there's a lot of, corruption in the exchange of money. Is there a system that would not promote such corruption?
Yes. It depends upon the nature, the control of the people who are running the money system. And the using of money could be different if some of the distortions entered by the owners of the Federal Reserve and the owners of the banks could have a different, cleaning of house of the distortions that create the most difficulties. There could be a better system of money. One can examine the money systems in different countries and see which ones seem to be working in a more beneficial way in what countries. Those are comments.
In the future, there's obviously, we have a really fragile future here. And some people say the money system is going to collapse. Some people say that we might go into a barter system, or that something new will replace the present system because everything is so fragile and so dollars are no longer based on precious metal anymore. Do you have anything to suggest about the various possibilities for what might come in the future and how to prepare for them?
One of the things is to get out of debt as soon as possible, which is very hard to do, as there's much debt beyond the gross production in many countries. We see that the future is not written in stone, and there is room still for the bringing of equity into the system.
Thank you. Is that the answer?
Yes.
Thank you. And finally, Jay asks, what do I personally need to realize to have a healthier financial reality?
thank you, to work for paying off the debts, any debts you may have, and also to work to provide benefits to those around you, to make a solid relationship with the method you choose for bringing in money to yourself, to make it very trustworthy and ethical, and to bring the anything that can be made better, to offer better service to those around you, and to pay attention to your expenditures. That is a solid basis for starting, but does not mean that you cannot change. So the second thing is to keep your vigilance open for ways that you can be of service, that will also, in providing benefits for people, bring abundance to yourself.
Thank you. You know, I throw in, I had a conversation with somebody actually just today, that years ago, we were both in the same business together. And there was a guy in that business, it was a multi-level, who was at the top of the line, who always had one of the greatest dispositions. And it's probably why I signed up in that company. And I asked the guy, whatever happened to that guy? Because I know that he probably made $100 million or more. He got that successful. And he said, well, he lives in Utah, has a piece of property. He bought a truck, and he put a lawnmower on it. And he drives around for a few hours every day and mows the lawns of the little old ladies that who no longer have their husbands around to help them. And I thought that was just not unexpected from this guy, but it was just good to hear it. Okay, next question. This is from Josue, J-O-S-U-E, from California. And he is having a question about black magic, because I think he's experiencing that someone is doing black magic on him. So he asks, how can it be undone, and how can we protect ourselves from black magic? Thank you.
Thank you. The first thing is, as you're doing, to recognize that it is being done on you. And second of all, to break the connection. There are ways to break the black magic connection. First of all is to see the energy. It is a definite frequency, and it is projected toward you, and to learn to break the frequency. We take a look at that frequency, and then we break the frequency and make a path to sidestep it, to move above it, to ignore it. Not just ignoring that it's there, because that won't work, but to sidestep and totally step out of the spotlight of that energy so that it does not affect you. We are working with the energy, as we were saying, that to give you an idea of how to step out of that energy into the spotlight of clearness, of clarity, of leading that energy behind, like a man that has gone in to the water and gotten wet from that energy and then sidestepped it and dried off totally and left it totally behind without a target to attach to, and then it will wither and die of its own accord.
If someone is doing that to you, and you become afraid, and you feel kind of at the effect of it, how would you work with the fear?
When you can know that you don't have to be in the focus of it. And you don't have to be stuck in that energy. And we continue to work with that energy as we speak, that you can simply leave the energy behind, that you don't have any attraction any longer toward that energy, anything in common with that energy, just the ability, like a man on a motorcycle, to lay down the dust as you move into the distance and just leave that energy behind. There are hooks. If you examine the energy, there are hook beams within it that try to attach to your body and keep you in the focus, in the spotlight of that energy, that they can then lay a carrier wave in and put whatever it is on it that they wish to affect you with. But if you realize you can sidestep even the hook beams, you can. We work with a minute to eliminate the hooks on the beams to make it possible for you to slide out of that influence.
If somebody's on our calls and they have felt energy on the call that comes from the higher sources, would it be a good idea to invoke that energy when they feel the fear?
That energy is there, and if they can step into the energy, then it would be a help to discard any old distorted energies.
Thank you. Okay, I hope that helps. I hope that helps.
We have worked on that during this call, so you may listen to this again and keep working on it yourself to simply dissolve that energy into the distance and gone.
Mm-hmm. When someone plays the call back, does that help bring in the same energy when they play it back?
We have been working with the energy in it, in all of its frequencies of working on it. We have laid it into the audio.
Thank you. Okay. Next question. This is from Barney in Corona. On March 25th, the term higher forces was used by Ra'an to describe what I was connecting with while meditating that day. I'm pleased to find higher forces and ways to strengthen our conscious awareness of them. Thank you.
In the last answer we gave some idea of how to move out of distortions that one is in, and to we give in part, we give in the, and in part a very high energy that is such a short wavelength that it breaks up in these stuck points. And if one can move one's focus out of what one is in, or even keep it in what is in, it is in, and then also connect, be part of the higher frequencies, the short wavelengths help break up in these stuck points. That is the beginning of an answer.
Wynn, are you there?
Are you there, Wynn?
I see his line, I thought.
His line dropped?
Okay, I'm back.
Good.
All right, next question. Just a moment. This is for Dharmananda. He fell in the kitchen a couple of weeks ago, and his left hip is still in pain from the fall. Could you please take a look, see if I've cracked it, and send your powerful healing energies to help me heal faster. Thank you. Father Dharmananda in Boulder Creek. And I can't always take questions like that, but I know Dharmananda has been on the calls and he's connected with the Elohim energy. It makes a difference. If you keep coming to the calls, you start to get the vibe. And it's, as I get it from observing this over time, that when people get the vibe, it's easier for them to do something when you're sitting in your suffering and saying, fix me, fix me, fix me. And so there's an advantage to coming to the calls and picking up the frequency of these sources on the line. So let me turn it over to our sources and see what they say to Dharmananda.
Thank you. Just a moment.
By the way, Dharmananda, I don't know if we want to do it. It's very risky to do a medical diagnosis on someone, to say you have a crack or you don't. It's just, you know, we're doing this publicly now, so I don't know if they're going to want to say that, but I'm sure they would send some healing energy.
Yes. We sense your pain, and we do send healing energy to you. We see that if you put attention on the area of the pain may get worse, but it needs to reconnect it. Move too fast for the tissues and bones in the area. And the body could not keep up with the motion and so strained it. And we do a little thing with time, and that your body can heal faster by placing the future into the current scene and the healing into the current scene. We see it is there is an area of, you may call them synapses that need to become untangled and to readjust. We do not act as doctors, and so if it keeps bothering you and is not gradually getting better, you may wish to have a medical examination. But
thank you.
We work with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And that's our last question for today. Just reminding you, watch your email tomorrow, probably in the early afternoon for our Christmas Eve show, hopefully with Terry Friedman. It will probably be at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., or 7 p.m., somewhere in that vicinity, depending on Terry's schedule. And for those of you that are listening on BBS and have never asked a question, please do. It's really, you know, there's two great benefits of asking a question. And one of the benefits is you get this incredible wisdom. Look at your life, okay? Questions about your life, I think, and your own obstacles are better than questions about esoteric questions, but we do take them. But they have said early on that when we ask a question about somebody, that they move their energy into the person's space to look at the energy fields in their space to get an answer. And then when they move back, it leaves a track. And so if you ask a question, it's like allowing a track to be made into your system, to the higher realms, which, the way they said it, is an opportunity to follow that track back. And so if you've never asked a question, even if you think it's dumb, right, go ahead and ask it, because I always give priority to people that are first asking questions. And on that note, I thank you all for being here. I thank our sources. We'll see some of you tomorrow night, Christmas Eve. And if you're not there tomorrow, I wish you all a great Christmas, and take the opportunity to send some healing prayers for our planet into the ethers. Because Christmas is a good time to get energy through, because people, the whole planet is slightly more relaxed when everyone is celebrating Christmas. So on that note, thank you all. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Colleen. Thank you, all the volunteers. Thank you, Marilyn Hausman and Marilyn Lawrence. And we'll see you next time.
All callers are unmuted.
Sweet dreams.
Love life for everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Yay!
Thank you. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank
love
you.
Hey, Ren, how about the interview with Terry Friedman tomorrow?
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow. It's
going
to be
an email's going out on it. Be at 6 or 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I was looking for. I appreciate it. Have a good evening, everybody. And in case we don't meet tomorrow, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.